Hello.
Hi, Kenan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. How's it going?
Everything's good.
Everything's
How are
good.
things for you?
Things are perfect. So welcome to Founders Grit. And I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. If not, please feel free to correct me.
Keenan, I don't remember actually how you said it, but Keenan is the right way
I
to say it.
said Kenan. I'm so sorry. It's
No,
Kenan.
that's fine. Keenan, exactly.
Okay, Kenan. Let's start by getting a little introduction from your side. So, why don't you start by introducing yourself? What were you doing prior to founding Halo? So, how's the journey been like to that point?
Like I said, my name is Keenan. I was the founder and CEO of a company called Halo. Before Halo, I was a student. So I started Halo while I was in college during my senior year of college at UPenn. And we started it then. And then once I graduated, we took it full time. So that was my history. And then Halo was a rooftop advertising startup. So this was putting ads on top of cars, and we were doing rideshare cars. So we were putting ads on top of Uber and Lyft vehicles. And these were digital ads, hyper-targeted. So we changed the ad based off of where the car was. So we were able to get really targeted outdoor ads. That was very unique at the time. So like I said, we started in college. Then we worked on it there while we were still students. We graduated and left school to go do it full time. And we worked on it full time for about 6 months. And in New York City, that was our main market where we had our cars. We also had Chicago and Philadelphia. So we were expanding. And then we were acquired by Lyft in the end of 2019. It was November 2019 is when we were acquired by Lyft.
So it's
And
6 months.
it was about 6 months because we had been working on it as students for 6 months prior, but we were doing it part-time. We were students and working on the business. It was 6 months full-time, actually a little bit less than 6 months because we started working on it full-time May, and then we were acquired in November. So it was a very fast, jam-packed exit.
So I'm assuming you came up with this entire idea, but like how did this idea pop into your mind?
The idea came to me when I was sitting with my co-founders, some of the co-founders at least, and we were talking about how good online ads had become. Facebook ads, Google ads, Twitter ads had become really targeted, almost scarily targeted, where you would get ads on Facebook, you would talk about something with somebody, then you get an ad on Facebook. A lot of people have
True.
experiences like that. So we were talking about that, and we were discussing the idea that online ads have become really good in the last 10 to 20 years. They've gotten so much better, but offline ads or outdoor ads, billboards, taxi ads,
Stay.
they look the exact same. So they
True.
look the same as 20 years ago. They're sold the same way. They are just as unsophisticated as they were. So it was funny. We saw this has gotten so good. This is still in the past. And we talked about why are these so good? Well, there's better technology and better data. And the conclusion we came to is, well, we could apply the technology and the data that works for online ads, we could apply it in the outdoor world. And if we used smart screens and we used data and we knew where the car was, there we could use the same things that made online ads so effective, apply them to this world. And no one was doing that. So that was what we saw. We were like, wow, this is a really big opportunity to modernize this entire industry. That's what got us really excited about it. We jumped into it, and the rest is history.
And look where we are now. So how has it been now? So what are you guys doing now? How are things working out, especially like with the entire world kind of going through a global pandemic? How has that played out for you guys?
When we joined Lyft, we joined in November of 2019, and it is now a Lyft product. So it's part of the, there's a new business unit within Lyft called Lyft Media, which is all of Lyft's advertising efforts. And that's our team became Lyft Media. My whole Halo team joined, and that became Lyft Media. And the Halo is our first product, which is rooftop advertising, the same product that we had before. And we have some more products that will be coming later. But that's our first product. And we obviously, when we joined Lyft, there's a lot more things that we could do than we could do prior. We had access to drivers, we had access to riders, we knew where people were going. And Lyft has a fleet of cars. that they rent out to drivers. It's called FlexDrive or ExpressDrive. There's two different names for the program. So Lyft had their own cars. So instead of us going and recruiting drivers one by one and putting on their cars, we could put it on Lyft's cars and we could expand the fleet and scale much more quickly. So that's what we started doing. That was the first year I've been at Lyft now, a year. We focused on integrating what we had built into Lyft, making it better and doing things that only Lyft can do, is uniquely positioned. And that's been great. The COVID happened obviously in March, and that affected everybody, including us, because for two reasons. One, because there was less people outside. So outdoor ads as a category became less attractive. Mm-hmm. Less people seeing the ads, they're worth less. And then second is there was generally budget cuts at a lot of companies. And one of the first budgets that gets cut when there are budget cuts is the brand advertising without, exactly. So it was challenging for us, but we persevered. We're the largest fleet in New York now, and we're doing well in New York. We've launched LA, and we have other markets that are coming. Mm-hmm. So we were able to rebound pretty quickly. I think one of our medium is better suited than others because at least we are digital. We're a digital outdoor ad. Mm-hmm. So we're not completely static, and we can be intelligent about where we show it and when, and that's something you can't do on a billboard. So we were less affected than some of the other mediums.
Okay. So I'm assuming you guys are, are you guys like back to office full time, or are you guys still remote?
No, the whole team is fully remote still. And we do some stuff, obviously operations, for example, mm-hmm. which is installing these, the devices on top of cars, taking them, mm-hmm. that needs to be in person. So some of that happens in person still, but the vast majority of the team is working remote.
So how has remote work been working out for you? How has that experience been for you? Is this like your first time working in a remote team, or did you have like any experience prior to this?
Back at Halo, we had a semi-remote team. We had the core team was all together. We lived together, actually. So we were all together all the time. And then we had some parts of the team that were remote, mostly the engineering team. We had our entire engineering team was remote, even at that time. So I had some experience working with a remote team, but definitely not a fully remote team like we are now. And for our business, it's difficult to be fully remote because we are a physical business, hardware business. It's in the real world. So it's more challenging for us to be remote than other tech companies. Tech companies that are software companies, I think that transition for them was actually not that bad. It was pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for us, especially we are, for example, building new hardware is a very odd thing to do remote. And there's been a lot of challenges of trying to do those things. And we've worked through them as best as we can. So that's why we have a little bit of some things are remote, some things still are done in person. We do a lot of the hardware things, operations, we still do in person. So that's how we've dealt with it for the most part. But engineering, sales, all that is basically fully remote because mm-hmm. it's easier to do. We did a lot of it remote in the past anyway, so that was natural.
So do you in particular, or somebody who's like working directly with your sales teams, as you say, somebody who's working directly with teams that are completely remote, do you guys have any particular tools that you'd like to kind of recommend to other people out there who are kind of managing remote teams for the first time? Is there like something in particular you guys use, something that kind of help you guys with communication? I'm actually quite interested to know if you have like any recommendations for us.
I don't have great recommendations here. So Lyft uses a lot of standard tools. We use Slack, which mm-hmm. is essential. We couldn't do this fully remote without Slack. Most of our communication happens in Slack, and then the rest of it happens in Google Hangouts, which are just calendar video calls. We don't use Zoom, but it's the same concept. So those are the same tools that every single business uses. It works okay. It's definitely not. It's a suitable setup. I don't think it's the best though. There's a lot of companies that are working on new tools specifically for remote companies. There's Tandem is a big one. Huddle is another one that's very new, that's working on kind of virtual offices where instead of joining a call, you're kind of, how do I explain this?
They have a virtual office and you can jump in whenever.
You can jump in, exactly.
Yeah, makes sense.
So you exist there, you can jump in, jump out. It's not like joining a call, leaving a call. You're basically there. They try to mimic some of the experience of an office, and we haven't used those. I haven't tried them yet, but I think they are doing quite well. I know some teams are using them, and I imagine it's working well, because I think the idea makes sense. I think smaller companies, smaller teams should try those out. I haven't had the opportunity to.
Okay, fair enough. So we've already talked about the challenges that you guys kind of face. I was wondering if you guys have had any new hiring throughout this process. So have you guys experienced remote hiring? What is the general hiring process that you guys go through when you're looking for, let's say, technical resources?
Mm-hmm. The hiring process is the same. The only thing that's different is before there were on-site interviews, a lot of the last interviews were on-site. Mm-hmm. Those are just remote. But everything else is the same. The way we source people, the way we ask them to apply, the initial phone screen, the structure of the interviews, how many interviews there are, exact same. It's just that the final on-site is no longer on-site. It's virtual. So we've hired people. I think that's one of the things that's been least affected. We hired people, pipeline still moves. There's been really no disruptions to that process.
So does Lyft Media does his own, do you guys do your own hirings, or does Lyft kind of source people out for you guys? How does that work? Do you guys source your own resources, or?
We do both. So we are hiring. This is my plug. If anyone wants to join Lyft Media with me and build the future of outdoor advertising, message me on LinkedIn.
Okay.
We also have Lyft is going to help us with hiring as well. So that's correct. Both of those, we get both. We do our own sourcing. We get some help from Lyft as well.
Mm-hmm. So have you guys this is going to be my plug now. So have you guys tried to outsource your hiring process? Have you given that thought or consideration?
We have not. Lyft has a recruiting team, so we have not needed to.
Okay. I also wanted to talk to you a little bit more about any advice that you have kind of for people, especially for startups that kind of, because even with you guys, although you guys were working part-time on your product prior to the pandemic happened, but you guys kind of transitioned into it full-time right at the brink of this entire catastrophe. So I kind of want some advice from your end from people who have started right now, just as soon as the pandemic hit. So any advice that you'd kind of would like to give out to new entrepreneurs, to new founders, people who are kind of in shackles at the moment?
So I'll make a correction. We've been working full-time on Halo since May of 2019. So we've been working more than a year, or almost a year actually, on it in person before we transitioned to remote work. So we were full-time and built a lot of the infrastructure together in person.
Okay.
For entrepreneurs right now that are remote first, I think it's difficult. So I have struggled because a lot of the early camaraderie and culture that you build in a startup is best facilitated in person. And I have not seen an effective way to replace that remotely. So true. I would tell startup teams, if you can get in person, you should get in person. That's what I would suggest. There are teams that have done it well where they have been remote first from day one, and props to them. But I have not seen that be successful in my experience. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would suggest. I know a lot of teams in San Francisco and other places are actually coming back into the office, small teams. So that's what I would suggest to entrepreneurs right now.
And I've also heard some businesses kind of trying out this new hybrid solutions where they have offices where people can come in when they want to, but they don't have to be there full time. That's kind of very, that's nice. That's nice advice, actually. And I think a lot of what the teams are facing is kind of trying to build that team dynamic. I think that's what is most difficult when you're kind of remote. You cannot build that team connection when you're virtual all the time. So yeah, that makes sense. I was going to butcher your name once again. It's Kenan, right?
Kenan.
Okay. Yeah. Kenan, I had a lovely time talking to you, but I've been told to keep these as as small as possible, so like within 15 to 20 minutes. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for joining us. And I would actually absolutely love to maybe do a follow-up call with you to kind of discuss, maybe talk a bit more about your upcoming products or something. So yeah, so you might hear from us again. But I had a lovely time talking to you, so thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.